So, good day, everyone. And so this week, for these little Dharma talks, I'm telling stories, Buddhist stories. And some of these stories contain wonderful teachings and wonderful messages. Some of them are like Aesop's fables, with kind of wisdom fables. And there's one that I'm fond of, and partly because I've taught it a lot to children, and sometimes I've had children, and telling the story to them, I've had them act it out, and there's a lot of running around, and sometimes yelling around that goes along with it. So I'll tell you this story, but please don't take it just as a children's story. Some of these stories have tremendously great value, and this one in particular, I think, applies to a lot that's happening in the United States with fake news and fear and anger and things like that. So it's one of the Jataka tales. It's one of the classic canonical kind of stories kind of like fables that purport to be the past life stories of the Buddha when he was an animal. And he's the wise animal in these stories. And so in this story, there's a rabbit. The rabbit's not the Buddha. The Buddha's coming. And there's a rabbit. And the rabbit decides it's a nice day, comfortable day, middle of the day, and decides to take a nap underneath a tree. And falls asleep, is contentedly sleeping, napping, everything is fine in the universe. And then suddenly, there's something large falls on the ground right next to the rabbit. Clunk, boom, bang. And the rabbit wakes up with a jolt and concludes that the sky is falling. So the rabbit jumps up and runs along yelling, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling," and comes across other rabbits. And the other rabbits say, "Why are you running?" He says, "Run, run, because the sky is falling." So the other rabbits join him, and they run into more rabbits, and same story, and more rabbits are running and then falling, and they're all yelling out, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." And then they come across a group of deer, and the deer say, "What are you doing?" And the rabbits say, "The sky is falling, run, run." And first one deer runs, then a whole herd of deer runs, and they're all yelling, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." And they go along further, and they come across rhinoceroses, and the rhinoceroses say, "What are you doing?" "Well, the sky is falling, you have to run, run for safety." So first one rhinoceros, and then many rhinoceroses are running. And by this time, the ground is shaking because there's, you know, so much weight and so many animals are running, afraid of this falling sky. And then they come across elephants, and pretty soon there's a huge herd of elephants pounding against the ground, shaking the ground. Everyone yelling frantically, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." And they're heading to a big cliff, and they're kind of besides themselves in their fear. They don't even know where they're going, and they're heading straight to this cliff. They're all going to kind of fall right off. But towering above this cliff, on another cliff, on a kind of mountaintop, is a great lion. And the lion, the story, is the Buddha. And the lion looks down and sees what's going on, sees the danger that all these animals are in. So the lion leaps down in front of the charging animals and roars, "Stop!" And all the animals screech to a halt in front of the lion. And the lion says to them calmly, "What is going on here?" And the elephant says, "Well, the sky is falling, the sky is falling." And the lion says, "Well, who told you that?" "Well, the rhinoceros has told me that." It's So the lion asked the rhinoceros, well, who told you that? Well, the deer told me that. Asking the deer said, well, the rabbits. Asking the rabbits all then turned around and pointed to the first rabbit. That's the one who told us. And the Buddha said to that rabbit, where did you get the idea that the sky is falling? And the rabbit said, well, there was this loud bang of something falling right next to me. And the Buddha said, well, take us there. The lion said, take us there. And so with some trepidation, the rabbit led the whole large gathering of animals and the lion back to underneath the tree. It happened to be a mango tree. And laying on the ground right next to where the rabbit had napped was a mango. It was a mango that had fallen off the tree and landed right next to the head of the rabbit. So the Buddha pointed that out and said, there's no sky falling, it was just a mango. And so everyone relaxed and went back to their different activities that these animals had. So the story of not running from what we're afraid of, but taking a good look to investigate what's really happening here, and to ask ourselves this very important question, from where did I learn some rumor, some idea? And where did that, what's the source of that? And what's the source of that? The idea of understanding the source for our information. Is it just our opinion, like it was for the rabbit, I guess, a wild guess? Is it rumor? Is it what we've heard from someone else? We don't really know for ourselves, but we've heard, oh, I've heard a story. This, you know, this is how it is out there. And then if fear is triggered, if anger is triggered, if it's something we've seen and seeing directly, maybe it's reasonable. But if it's many steps removed from the original, aren't we becoming like the herds of animals running towards the cliff? Aren't we start creating realities, creating world views and understandings and enemies and scenarios and doomsday ideas that we're running from, that we're preoccupied with, that where we lose our sensibilities? And how are we going to, who's going to be the lion that stops us, that says, stop. Let's go back and look, really take a good look or investigate what's really happening here. Let's follow the steps back. And probably there's not going to be a lion or a Buddha that's going to jump in front of us. But the Buddha, for us these days, represents our own capacity to say stop, real healthy stopping. Stopping our running away, stopping running in circles, stopping our spinning out. Really stop and turn and look at what is happening. Turn and look towards the danger, if it's appropriate to look at it, to look towards our fear. And there is a kind of courage that's needed in Buddhist practice to stop and look at what we're afraid of, to stop and look at what we're angry at, to really look, what's really going on here? What's the real source of my reactivity, my reaction? And I know for me, recently I was somewhat angry with someone, maybe mildly, but it was kind of maybe annoyance or irritated or something. And I stopped to take a look at it, and I realized very quickly that a huge percentage of how I was irritated or annoyed has to do with the stories that I was making up about the situation, not about the actual situation. I didn't actually have all the information of what was happening. I was guessing, and then the guess making a picture of what it was, and then I was reacting to my own picture, not to the person. And then I realized, oh, it isn't the other person I have to contend with. I have to contend with myself. And so that was, I stopped and looked and saw, where is it? And found it in myself. So you have the ability to stop. You have the ability to then turn and look and see, what's really the source of this? Where is the beginning of this? Maybe it was just a mango that fell on the ground. And to support this ability to stop and take a good look, you have your breathing. To have a habit of coming back and just breathing with the situation. Breathing not to deny anything or turn away from anything, but the breathing consciously that gives us patience, gives a little bit room, breathing room, space for the mind to look and investigate and see what's really going on, that we don't have if we're caught up in all the animals of our mind spreading rumors to each other and spinning out, and the whole, you know, zoo of our mind is starting to race and run towards the cliff. Stop. Take a look. So the sky is falling. If you think that's the case, stop and take a good look at where that idea came from. And maybe you'll find instead, maybe, that there's a sweet, ripe mango waiting for you. Some treasure, something, some sweetness, and something delicious, something wonderful, that is awaiting for you, for you really look deeply at the situation, including yourself. So, thank you, and we'll continue storytelling tomorrow.